Tonight's Shir, Simin Lamed Beis, Si'if Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet. Si'if Mem Gimel, Charitz Shel Shin, Dahainu Chudo Lamata. The groove of the shin, which really was referring to the point at the bottom of the shin. The shin comes down at its bottom to a point, Yagia Ad Makom HaTefer. So that should go all the way to the base, to where it's sewed up, where the bias meets the titura. So Moshe says, "V'chein ha'yud shebeshin tzarich liga lamata b'shuli ha'shin." Similarly, the yud, we look like a vav, the legs of the shin should descend all the way to the base of the shin. Lo yimshoch ha'shin harbe, and you shouldn't draw the shin down too low. Ela shegam shuli ha'shin yenir al tefer. You want to see the bottom of the shin at the point where it's sewn together. So you shouldn't lose the base of the shin, and it should be all the way down to the bottom. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kuf Tzadivov Shel Shin, the bottom of the shin, bein the yamin, bein the small, makes no difference, the right side shin, the left side shin, Sifkan Kuf Tzadizayin Yagia Yivechula, should reach the bottom, the hainu ad hatitura mamish. So it should reach the piece of the base of the tefillin. Ubediyavet kosher afilo higia, if it does not reach the base, it's kosher bediyavet. Kol sheyesh tzuras hashin alav, provided that it looks, when you see it, you see the shin. Si'if katan kuf tzadi ches. Hayud shebishin. The Ramah adds that the yud that makes up the pieces of the shin, the legs of the shin, should reach the bottom as well. Yesh mehagadoylim shemechalkin ben shin hayimini lahasmali. There are gedoylim who differentiate between the shin on the right side and the left side. Shebasmali adraba. On the left side, just the opposite. You should make sure the yuds, the legs, do not touch the bottom. The Magen Avraham says not to differentiate between the right and the left. On the left side, we want the two yudin to reach down to the bottom.
What two? There's three.
That's right. V'chein kasa pima godim, and so writes the pima godim. V'chein roi lasos, that's so you should do. I believe he's referring to the two center ones. I'll explain in a minute. V'chein kasa v'bircha yoyis, b'shem mahari, and so writes the bircha yoyis, name of the mahari, ayin sham. V'chein paskushai achorim, and many achorim write as well. Od kasa pima godim, pima godim writes further, de'yirash yu al hashinin suras yudin, lo kam shutum alma. Make sure it's not just straight lines, like stick lines sticking up from the shin. It has to have a shape of a yud, or we'll call it a vav, the way it goes down. So the pshat's like this. Why does the left side have four legs? A shin has three legs. So we explain, that the Chorim explain, that it resembles the shin of the luchos. What's pshat in the shin of the luchos? The shin of the luchos did not have four legs. The shin of the luchos was engraved. The shin on the bias is embossed, right? So on the right side, it's embossed, a regular shin. On the left side, it's not the part that's embossed you're looking at. You're looking at between the part that's smooth with the bias. That resembles the shin on the luchos, that it was engraved. So the mele, you don't want to touch the bottoms. You want to make sure the outside ones to touch the bottom, the inside ones should not touch the bottom. And then you have a perfect shin on the inside engraved with the three legs. So that's the lumdus over here. By embossing the outer frame, so then what do you have that's not connected? Look at the inside of it and you'll see the shin.
So it's like the base inside the pay?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that. So that's why there's going to be a shita that's better that it doesn't touch. That's what's the having? Like, why shouldn't it touch? Of course it should touch. This is no. They want to make it like the luchos. If it's like the luchos, it's not the shin that's embossed. It's what you see inside the embossed part. And that's going to be the three-legged shin. Sifkan kuf tzadi tes. Liga lamato. So the yud of the shin should touch the bottom. The belav hochi ain't shame shin alav. Because if it doesn't touch, it's not a shin. Uli yekuvu hu afila b'dievet. So then it's ma'akiv yun b'dievet. U'b'shin ha'smoili. As far as the left side. Im echa noge v'echa ein noge apostle. Ay bir locha. If one touches and one doesn't, it's going to be apostle. The way we're saying is if two don't touch, the two middle ones don't touch, you're okay. But have one touch and one not touch, we won't have shach. You're stuck. Like, you're not doing nishta hin, nishta hair. So mele, you're not going to be yetsa. Sifkan reish, shegam shule hashin. Make sure the bottom of the shin is apparent above the base. What's allowed me to say, chudein shel hashinim. The point at the bottom of the shin should be noticeable on the bias. But Tom, the reason is, titzar shehe kol hashin nira. You want the entire shin to be visible. Will akayim adichsev and fulfill the pasuk va'ur kolam yaretz kishem Hashem nikol lecha, that everyone in the land will see the name of Hashem called upon you. Maybe Eliezer, Eilu Tefillin Shabirosh. This refers to Tefillin Shabirosh according to Eliezer. Shem Hashem Nikra, the name Hashem is called upon you. Rosh Tevos Shin, the Shin from Shem, the Yud from Hashem's name, and the Nun from Nikra is Shin. Ubediyavit im Nichnas Ma'at LaTochet Titura. If Bediyavit, some of the base of the Shin entered into the Titura space. Ad she'ein lo ay dezet tumun Hashin Koray. Now it doesn't look like a Shin properly. Tzorich Iyun va'ayin bi'halocha. That's going to be a problem. If you look in the Be'alocha cross, Shagam Shulei Hashin, Ayin Mishnebura Linim B'dievid. Mishnebura B'dievid, he's not sure. U'b'seifa Avodah Sayyom Ashma De B'dievid Ein Lahachmer. Seifa Avodah Sayyom says B'dievid, if you don't see the bottom, it's swallowed up in the tour, don't worry about it. Ve'ini Yodei Mokal, I don't know a source for that. V'ulai Humarish Lo Ova Tumunaso Ayidei Zeh, maybe he holds, it didn't lose its appearance. Only some of the point at the bottom is in the titura space. It says the next one in my bar to the chosh is a titura. If some of the actual shin went down into the titura, gam humod, he would for sure agree that's possible. It's tzorach iyun. Lemaisa, the seifim are pretty careful to make sure that you do see the point of the shin above the titura. Se'if mendalit. Titur de tefillin, halacha moshmi Sinai. That tefillin have a titur is a halacha moshmi Sinai. V'hainu, what does it mean? She'yosim or lamata l'chasas pihabatim. You want to make sure there's a piece of leather below that covers the opening of the batim. V'nira ke'ein daf shel gesh hanikra titayra. Kind of like a plank of a bridge that's called titayra. I took a look in a Hebrew dictionary, and they say titura could also be what they refer to the brim of a hat. Like you have the hat as the bias, and the brim going around is the titura. So I keep calling it the base, because essentially it is the base. Maybe there's a better word. I'm going to call it the brim, but that piece that goes around is taken from this term that refers to the plank from the bridge. Ma'abarta ditzfilm halacha moshmi Sinai. Now, there's also, at the back of the tefillin, behind the titura, there's a mabarta. The mabarta is halach moshesina as well. V'hainu, what is this? She'or ha-titura ye'orich mitzad echad. The leather of the titura should be longer in one direction. V'yaseh bo ha-mabarta. And that's where you're going to make this mabarta, which is essentially like a tunnel for the strap. Ketzad, how do you do this? Yichatchena b'shnei tzedadim shlotei rechav v'kamarochav ha-titura. You have to make cuts in the titura so that its width is not the same as the titura. Kadei she'nikar ribu ha-titura. Because you have to show that the titura is squared off. So you're going to cut into the leather to see a clear square base for the bias. And then further back, there's the marbarta. Uba oisa mabarta overes haritsua, and through the mabarta passes the strap. Al shem kach nikras mabarta. That's what's called mabarta. Gam b'tfilin shayad yasi titura b'marbarta. This is also by tfilin shayad, not just tfilin shalosh. Yigalgel kol parashim isafol tchilasa. You take each parsha, you roll it from the end to the beginning, the same way we do with mezuzas. V'karcham b'klaf katan. Then once it is rolled, we will wrap a small piece of parchment around it. V'yesh makpidim milakarchan ela b'klaf kasher. There are those who are careful only to use kosher parchment for this. It means parchment from a kosher animal. V'alacha moshmi Sinai, there's another halacha moshmi Sinai. Sheyichruch aleha sa'ar behema ochaya tahor. That you're going to wrap or wind hair of a kosher behema ochaya, domesticated or wild kosher animal, and you're going to wrap that around the parsha as well. The Nohagin, the Ramah says, the meaning is like this. Lichoch seir al parasha. First we put hair to tie the parasha that's rolled up. Va'achach karchan alav klaf kosher. Then we put over that a small piece of kosher parchment to wrap it. V'choiz and v'karchan alav. See, then we do hair again. Because essentially this machlokes, does the hair go on the parasha? Does the hair go on the parchment around the parashma? So we just do both. The Mimon of Shach, we're doing it right. V'nogu shiyaseyer zeh shel egel. The meaning is to use hair of a calf. V'im lamatzah shel egel, if you can't find the calf, karech b'shel para o shel shor, you can use either a cow or a bull. It's interesting, the terms para or shor, I would have thought you'd say para or par. Shor is not really the male of para. Shor is a species. Cows are shor. Shor and par are interchangeable. The male-female is essentially par or para. And shor, we always say ox versus cow, but in reality, in Chumash and Tanakh, the shor is the min of par. It's not two separate species. V'roichitz ha-seyer heitev batchila achei noki. Now, of course, you're going to rinse off this hair very well, make sure it's clean before you incorporate it in your tefillin. Ketzas seyer zet serach she'yera chutz labatim, and a little of the hair is supposed to protrude out of the batim, and you see it on the tefillin shalosh. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Reish Aleph. Sheyosim, you want to put a piece of leather beneath the opening of the batim. Da'afilu l'das ha'soivim. The batim tzvichim li'os kulu me'or echad mamish. Even those opinions who hold that the bias has to be made from one single piece of leather. Mikomokom lo be'inan she'atitura v'amar batim im ha'batim me'orchad. There's no requirement, even according to those views, that the titur and marbarta be the same piece of leather as the batim. El afilam hu or b'fnei asma kosher. Even if it's his own piece of leather, that's fine. One piece of leather for the batim, one piece of leather for the titur and marbarta. That's okay. V'zer shakos mechab. That's what mechab says. Sheyosim v'chulu. Put a piece of leather under the bias to close it up. That's the titur. Umi kol malkam. However, in be'ef shari tov lahadagam azeh. If possible, it is a hider to have one piece of leather for everything. Let's say stasa machmir mizeh to be used to those who are machmir v'ayin be'alocha, look in the bi'ur halocha. Nishtabur sefkan reish beis yehei aroch. The marbarta should be longer on one side, and that's where you're going to make, sorry, the titura should be longer on one side, that's where you're going to make the marbarta. V'nifzika mut l'tofer. If it tore or separated, you can sew it back together. Sefkan reish gimel shei nikar. Now you have to make cuts to make sure that the titura appears square. Kigama titura tzricha midin liyos mubar. The halacha requires the titura to be square. Moshe kasav l'mal b'sif lamites, as we described above, in sif lamites. Sif katan reish dal misofa l'tchilasa. The klaf, the parchment of the parsha, is rolled from the end to the beginning. Be'esh anoyestin l'beisa, when you put it into the bias. Kama mezuzah, the same as mezuzah, sheniglas me echad kalape shema. We roll it from echad to shema v'lohebech, and not the opposite. V'tam shenesbab yordei simen reish peches, as clarified in yordei reish peches, the notes point out that there is no reference to this in yordei reish peches. It is the Rambam that it has to be, so as soon as you open up, you can read it. We want it to be positioned so that you can just open the scroll and read it. That's why you want it to be rolled to the beginning.
If it were rolled the other way, would it be possible?
The be'alocha yigagel kol parasha hu lemitzvah l'ikuvah. It's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv. Sif katan reish hei. V'karcha v'chulu. And then once you roll the parasha, now you should wrap a piece of cloth around it. But so let me to say the chadchila. Again, this is the chadchila. V'malo k'rocham kosher b'di'evet me'in l'achem. If there's no other tefillin b'di'evet, you'll use it without it. V'ayim ha'sa shekel be'alocha, look in ha'sa shekel, and be'er halocha. Sifkan reishvav beklaf katan, a small piece of cloth. Who adin bechatiches beged? You could also use a piece of material. Im ain lo cloth, if you don't have cloth, I'm bear gro, look and bear gro. But the maisa, they use small strips, a very small thin strip of parchment, and they just wrap it around the parsha, like a belt. Sifkan reish zayin beklaf kasher, and we use kosher cloth. For something to say that it comes from behemoth tahira, avalom behemoth v'chay tameya. It should not come from a behemoth v'chay tameya. But even this opinion says you can use a piece of material. That's not a concern. Ryan Beis Yosef Shekosa B'tamar Dor Beis Yosef explains the kivan shumevi klav, since he's bringing this piece of parchment, tzerichus davka min hamutu leficha, it should be something that's permitted for you to eat, kemo lebatim, so it's the same way we're makbid for the batim and straps. The argo mefakim b'din zed lebirgo takes issue with this. Sifkan reish ches v'aloch al-moshe mi-sinai. The aloch al-moshe mi-sinai is you should have hair. If he didn't wrap the hair around his posel. Again, we said before with the klaf that b'di'evit is kosher without it. B'di'evit is kosher without it, which means another reason why it shouldn't be a requirement of an amut and b'fichux. It's not, you don't have to do it with klaf, b'di'evit is kosher. The sar is aloch moshe sinai. There we don't say b'di'evit is okay. If you didn't wrap the hair around it, it's posel. Af shekar chaler klaf. Even if you did the klaf doesn't replace the hair. Sifkan Reish test for Nahagin Lechoch Vechus. The Ramah says the minig is hair, then cloth, then hair. Kiyesh Oimim Kasam say Sheyechoch Haseir Al Gufa Parasha, that you're supposed to put the hair right on the parasha. Va'achach Yechoch HaKlaf Lamad, then you put the cloth above. Ve'yesh Oimim others say Lehepach, just the opposite. Put the cloth first, then the hair. Lekach Nogin Lekayin Devishneim. So we fulfill both shitas, hair, cloth, then hair. Vayimber Agorsha Kosta Dina and Kapeda is a Kodim. Vilna Goyen says, Lalocha, there's no Kapeda. Which comes first?
What do you mean, which comes first?
Whether you do the hair or the cloth. We don't care. That's basically Machlokas. Is it hair then cloth or cloth then hair? So it makes no difference. Really. You could do either one. We do all, we do both, but he's saying either one would work.
Is there a difference between whether you like roll it up or whether you it ends up becoming like more folded over?
It is folded over. In the Shal Yad is rolled. The shayad is rolled because it fits right into a single bias. For the shel rosh, it's folded because it has a thin, you know, groove, a thin receptacle, so to speak, to fit into. Sifkad reishud shel egel. The hair, we are meaning to use hair of a calf. Why? Kedei sheyizkur maisa egel v'lyechta. To remember the maisa egel, we shouldn't sin. The gam kedei lechaper lovens, and this also atones for that. Because v'kasvil yorabo, the yorba writes, really, the best would be to make all the tefillin bottom and everything from the skin of an egel, as opposed to those who make the ritzuos from a tayish. If the goal is to do a tikkun for cheta egel, so we stick to cow's hide for the ritzuos and the bottom and everything else. Sifkan reishur aleph kitsas seor. A little of the hair should be seen, should be visible. Ein magen fun lokem magen fun. Daim khush be kive eger. She hiskem she sev ha yoytze ye pochas me oirach se oira. They agree that the hair that comes out should be less than the length of a se oira, of a barley. Sivkan me shud beis. Chutz la batim, this hair protrudes out of the bayis. Yesh oimim, some say, that it should be next to the shel, it's only the shel rosh, it should be by the compartment that holds kadesh. The yesh, or some say, it should be by the compartment that holds the shemoa. The toiv, but sad hapoina, the parshas kadesh. So ideally, it's going to be between the two. It'll come out between kadesh and v'hoyim shemoa. That's where you're going to see the hair is coming out of the shel rosh. If you look in the notes, he says it comes out that there's a very apparent distinction between tefillin shel Rashi and tefillin bein atam, because in tefillin shel Rashi, parshas v'hoyim shemoya is in the fourth from the right, so this hair is coming out between the third and fourth bottom of the shel rosh. But in tefillin shel bein atam, parshas v'hoyim shemoya is the third from the right. And therefore, this hair is coming out in the center between the second and third batim. So, in the shel roish of a tefillin bein atam, these hairs are protruding, coming out between right in the center, essentially, of the shel roish. And in Rashi tefillin shel roish, the hairs come out between three and four on the right side.